You're listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It is a Wednesday afternoon. On the phone line with us today is Jackie Vake. She's at Stuart Peterson right here in Champaign County. Good afternoon to you, Jackie.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, as you watched the trade today, which seemed to be pretty quiet, although I only saw the trade at the end of the afternoon and what the settlements looked like, what did you make of it?
I think you could have heard most of the nation yawning, because that's about the way it looked for most of the day. We get our biggest bump actually when we once passed the 1 o'clock time frame and had Mr. Bernanke come out and say that he's going to continue to buy bonds for at least another month. And all of a sudden, you know, we took a bounce up and then settled a little bit back off. We actually put in the new daily high at that point in time, and so, you know, it was pretty quiet. And it's not a big surprise. I mean, there's just not a lot of news out there. You've got rain still predicted to come in, you know, to be coming in, and we've got harvest going on. So I thought it was a pretty impressive day. We closed corn, beans, and wheat all on the positive side of the market.
Well, that's a little different than we have for a bit. Is it the sign of a new trend, or just waiting for the grain stocks report, waiting for the WASDE numbers in October, waiting for harvest to really get into swing? What are we waiting for?
Waiting for the end of the month, the end of the quarter. you know, I think basically it's exactly you've hit on all of the spots that are influencing the way that people think right now. We also can add to that Inform is going to come out Friday with a small grain production number, as well as their initial 2014 acres and production numbers. So, you know, that'll be one thing that could bring a pop into the marketplace. But I took some time today, Todd, you know, after being at the meeting last night and talking to clients. You know, the USDA reports mid-range numbers all the time, and I thought that I would put together something that maybe made it a little more clear why so many of us are concerned about what's going on out here. You know, if you look at the actual production range in bushels on corn, mm-hmm. there's a 25-bushel range from the lowest to the highest number. So that mid-range number is 12.5 bushels from the bottom and 12.5 bushels from the top. That's a huge range.
Wait, you mean on the USDA number it's range from the deviation?
Yes. Yeah, the range is from 155.3 down to 142.8 or up to 167.8.
Oh, 20, yeah, okay, 12.5 and 12.5.
Yep, yep.
I thought
yep.
you were 25 and 25. I thought a
50
bushel swing.
No, 12.5 and 12.5. This
well,
is the total. And all the numbers I'm going to give you in the audience are total numbers from the lowest level to the highest level. Okay?
Right, okay.
This is their deviation on exports on corn, 869 million bushels from the lowest to the highest. On usage, 754 million bushels. And this is the one that blows your mind. On ending stocks, 1.3 billion bushels from the lowest level to the highest level.
That's a pretty big swing.
yes, it is. It really, really is. And then you look at beans, and you did the same type of thing. There's a 7.6 bushel range from the lowest to the highest in beans, which in beans is very significant. You know, that's 3.8 bushel either side of that 41.2.
Right.
And that's huge. On exports, this is amazing. Exports, 579 million bushel. From the lowest to the highest. Use, 179 million bushel. And ending stocks, 179 million bushel. And the lowest end takes us down to 60 million bushels. So, you know, these are numbers that I think that all producers, even though it's a lot of numbers and everything else, all I'm trying to bring home is there is so much uncertainty in these markets, and especially in the corn market. The part that was surprising was how much uncertainty there was on the side of the bean market. It was like 45.2%, and that's huge. And so we have to deal with this, and when they're making business decisions and deciding what they're going to do, this has to be in the back of their mind. There's this big a range, and all it says to me loud and clear is at the point in time that this report was put out now in September, the USDA had very little confidence in exactly where we are going to end up. So, you know, and just like us as producers, you know, and everybody else that's out there, we really don't know exactly where we're going to end up either. But I think the thing that is always bad, we have to have a number to focus on. Everybody focuses on the mid-range number without recognizing that there is that big a difference and that much potential on either side when you look at both the corn and the bean market.
There are large swings. Which side do you land on?
Well, I think when you look at the corn market, now, you know, that's a hard question to answer, because if you could tell me what harvested acres were going to be, I could give you a much better idea. if harvested acres do not drop dramatically, then I can think. Then I think we can still see a yield drop from where we are right now. If harvested acres in October do drop rather significantly, we could stay the same or even be higher and still end up with a lower production number. So I'd have to say on the bean side of things, I probably would be on the lower side from where we are right now. I think that we still could drop down to around 40 bushels to the acre. And, you know, then that leads right into the FSA numbers that we came out yesterday. I just looked at Iowa and Illinois, and when you look at the corn numbers, we're still short 100,000 acres of corn in Iowa that were expected to be planted and 200,000 acres in Illinois. And, I mean, you know, in terms of what we plant, that's not a huge amount, but I think we can expect to see that accounted for possibly next month. The big one on beans is we're short 300,000 acres in beans in Iowa. In Illinois, we're right to where they expected us to be planted, and so there's just a lot of variables out there.
All right, let's take corn to begin with and deal with early ship or that which you're going to probably get within the next 2 weeks. And then the mid-range and whether you want to store anything for long term.
Well, I think, you know, when you look at corn, Todd, it's a situation where there's carry in that market, you know, and some pretty decent carry in that respect. In other words, the market is telling you we don't necessarily want it all right now. I think that will be influenced by just how willing our producers are to actually bring corn to town beyond what, you know, what they have to. I think producers are going to be likely to store, and I think once those bins are closed up, they may be closed up for a long time. And so that will make a difference. I think you'll see that in basis more than you'll necessarily see it in futures. But I would caution anyone, if you're going to put it in thinking that you're going to capture the carry, make sure you take some steps to guarantee that, because as we know in the past, that isn't always the case. Many times we've seen the nearby go off at one level, and as the deferreds get closer, they end up going off at that lower level also. So I think that's one of the things. When you look at the bean side of things, I'm very much in the camp of, you know, selling beans off the combine, re-owning them out in July, and I'll explain to you why. When I look at, there's a little bit of carry today, and I don't quite understand it, but from November to January, we developed this 2.5 cents or 3.5 cents of carry. But I think that when you look at the danger that you run, now you may see some great improvement in basis. That possibility is there, and you have to be looking at it. But the thing that we always have to keep in the back of your mind is that at any time, the month that they're paying off of can be switched. Now, for right now, November and January are very close together. There is not much of a deficit there. So if this is what's happening and you decide you want to store it, that's fine. But make sure you stay on top of that, because otherwise if they suddenly switch, and like between January and March, there's 18 cents of change, you immediately have given up 18 cents. And there's no notice that goes out to us that says on this day we switch. So I still think that that it isn't a, if you're going to sell something, I'd still be selling beans, but I would re-own them. I would not wait. I would just get them re-owned in July.
How about for next year's crop?
Well, when you look at next year's crop, Todd, we've been extremely active in protecting our crop insurance numbers, and I think that if we can get the December contract back up again to the 470 level, there's a lot of congestion at that 470 level and just above it. I'll be pretty active again buying some in-the-money puts and selling some out-of-the-money calls just to get prepared. So there was a estimate that came out from someone today. I don't know exactly who it was, but they're speculating that the 2014 average corn price is going to be about 440. So, you know, if you look at that, we're sitting right here at 495, we could be at the top end of the range if we have a 50-cent range, and that possibility is really high because of how much grain we're bringing into the 2014 season. So I think you have to be proactive on that. And when you look at the November beans, you know, I think that there is, you could argue that it would not be a bad thing to put a $12 put in place. And why? Because when you look at the ratio, it says plant beans, plant beans, plant beans, and the trade is going to look at it that way. So I think for a period of time going into the growing season, you would probably be very, it would be beneficial for you to have something in place until we actually get some ideas of what's going on. And, you know, that's down the road, 4 months, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Thanks for taking the time with us today.
Thank you, Todd.
Yep. That's Jackie Vick. She's with Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Joins us on the Closing Market Report for this Wednesday afternoon. You can hear her again at willag.org. While you're there, make sure you visit our Ag Outlook Meetings section. It's over on the right-hand side of the page. You'll find that tomorrow, Dave, will be up in Mazan, Illinois, starting at 6:30 for a little supper, and then 7 o'clock, along with Jerry Goodell and Kurt Kimmel and a few others to take on an ag panel. If you're in the area, make sure you drop by and visit with them at the American Legion building, I believe, in Mazan.